Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
And realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. Downtown Houston. At the Marriott downtown. I'm at the Insperity's kickoff sales convention. This is my 15th consecutive sales convention to broadcast from. Full disclosure, Insperity's my presenting sponsor, and you ought to be happy about that, because if it weren't for them, you know, our sponsors, and especially Insperity, we wouldn't be here. We love them very much. And Steve King's in front of me. He's a partner with Insperity. He likes those folks too. He hangs out with them like I do sometimes, and we're so happy he's become a Brain Trust member of ours in the last few years. He's the president and CEO of Growth Force, an organization that helps you do a better job of managing the finances of your business. And he's our good friend Steve. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim.
Great convention so far, just getting kicked off.
So far, today's the first big day.
Yeah. So one of the things that is a good reason to manage your finances better in your business is so you can find the leaks, so you can see where profit is being dribbled and drabbed out here, and discounts aren't taken, and penalties are being paid, and margins are being leached, and all that sort of thing. But there's another, and then even in our budgets, in our operating statements, we have a number for loss inventory, right, and for theft and leak it, and was it shrinkage is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
But even that doesn't cover another thing that when it hits us, it probably hits us really big, and maybe at the wrong time, and that's the concept of fraud. And you've been doing a lot of work on that lately, haven't you?
Yeah, this is my favorite topic, because everybody believes it won't happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the risks to small business is twice as big as it is to big business. There's a new report just came out, the ACFE, American Society of Fraud Examiners. They do a report to the nation on occupational fraud, and the 2018 report just came out, and the average loss for a small business is $200,000 now.
Wow.
It's getting worse.
This is the average per event, or they divided it over the...
The average per event. So when...
Wow.
And it takes 18 months to find the person.
Wow.
They start small. And everybody thinks it's not going to happen to me. I have this trusted person who... It's like family.
Maybe been with them 20 years before anything happens.
And they're just nickeling and diming cash out the door, and they don't get caught, and it grows and it grows and it grows. It ruins lives. It ruins families. It ruins businesses.
Yeah, and friendships and trust. It breaks people's hearts. Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen where the person got into a bind and took a little money out, put it back. And nobody would ever know, because they were in charge of all of it, and it was no harm, no foul.
Right.
Because they needed it. But here's the thing: if they just gone to the boss and say, "Boss, I need $1,000,"
no problem.
You know what I tell my employees when they come to work for me? Two things: don't lie to me. If you want to do something, if you ask me, I'll probably let you. Mm-hmm. Don't steal from me. If I have something you want, or if you need something, if you ask me, I'll probably give it to you. But most people don't do that, and so then. They get into another bind, and then they took the money out, and then they said, you know, that was so slick early on, I'll put that back later. And then it just balloons, and it gets out of hand. And they didn't really mean to be bad, it just turned out that way.
Well, they did a study that said if you leave someone in a room with an open door, the majority of people will open that door to find out what's in there. And you're doing the same thing when you've got one person who's paying the bills and reconciling the bank account.
Mm-hmm.
That's the single most important thing. If you walk away from this session, if your person who's paying the bills is the one who's reconciling the bank account, well, you've just opened the door. You're just given the keys to the bank. And what's surprising here is that more than half of the people who got ripped off get nothing back.
Yeah. It's gone. It's in the ether. It's been spent. And maybe the people go to jail, but that doesn't get you your money back.
It costs too much money to send them to jail.
Yeah.
You got to do a forensics audit to prove that.
Sometimes
it's very expensive to file a claim.
And so what's the incidence of this? Do you have in the research? Did they talk? You gave the average number. What's the incidence of it?
What do you mean?
How often does this happen? Is there? Did you say that? I can't remember. Do we know that?
Well, 96% of the fraudsters, the thieves, mm-hmm. are first-time offenders, meaning they had a clean record. And exactly as you said, it was just the owners let them create a situation where it's too easy for them to not do.
And they did it to people they love and who love them.
Yeah.
It happens, folks. And guess what? Don't say it can't happen to you. Don't say it won't happen to you because you look around you and you say, oh, who would do that? Well, you should talk to some of these people that are in this study. We'll come back and talk some more about this. And I bet Steve has some ways to prevent this from happening to you. And that'll come up after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.